We know Taco Bell's food is great. They've even got a whole new cantina menu with fresh new ingredients. Taco Bell is not just for late night anymore. With fresh new ingredients like slow roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. Taco Bell is a great destination for your midday fuel. They have amazing menu items like cantina chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadilla. I truly do love Taco Bell. I love a Crunchwrap Supreme. It is one of my favorite things to eat. Ooh, don't wait till it's late. Try the new cantina chicken menu now. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store. Where I, Nicole Byer, try to figure out the wildest question of my life. Why am I still single? Even though I will have sex with you and immediately leave and not even ask you to pay for my Uber. Because men seem to love sleeping alone. My guest today is a very funny stand-up who I adore. She's also very good and making hot dogs. She wrote for Magic for Humans that is currently streaming on Netflix. Kara Kwan!
Oh my God, I never realized that my name could totally be used as like an air horn at a concert.
Your name is an onomatopoeia.
It is. That's for sure.
You have a great name, and that's your government name, right?
Yeah, Clank? That's me. That's born Kara Clank.
A really great name.
Thank you.
You got alliteration going.
I know.
You got an onomatopoeia going.
They say that "k" sounds are like funny. Like a comedy sound. Like that's why you want to put more "k"s into stuff.
Oh,
I've heard that. So
Nicole,
I got married, I'm not dropping my name because I'm like,
don't drop
keep
your
this.
Name. You yeah. don't want to be Kara Logan.
I know.
Honestly,
that sounds like a Midwestern housewife.
Yes, it does.
And I'm not interested in her.
It does. I say you make good hot dogs because you made some good hot dogs at my house once.
I'm actually a vegetarian, so I brought hot dogs to your house, but I brought veggie dogs, which tastes like
good.
Rubber bands.
But
I, when you can't eat meat, I just love the hot dog feeling. You know what I mean?
How long have you been a vegetarian?
10 years.
Would you ever make the switch to vegan?
So when we were engaged and our wedding mm-hmm. was creeping up on us, both my husband and I did this diet that was vegan.
Mm-hmm.
And
is Jared a vegetarian?
No, he tries to eat mostly vegetarian.
Wait, are you
with
publicly
me,
married? Can I say Jared?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm publicly married. Please, I don't want his identity revealed.
Some people are just like, I have a husband and you'll never know who he is.
No. Yes, no, I'm married to Jared Logan, another comedian. And he goes mostly veggie with me when he can, if I'm preparing the food, and mm-hmm. then he will eat meat. But we both went vegan. He lost 25 fucking pounds in
and
2 months.
Gained 37.
And I lost 0 pounds. 0 pounds. I was making my own salad dressing. Like it
really?
Was so, it was like everything in this diet we did was so crazy that it was like you couldn't have oil. So you couldn't like buy any dressings. You had to like really make everything yourself.
But did you drop any inches?
I felt great and I felt like I looked good and like when I was getting my
you
wedding dress
dropped
on and
inches.
Stuff. Maybe, but I like literally did not lose a pound on the scale.
Maybe.
And I watched him just like emaciate in a period of no time. It was so frustrating.
As you were whisking your salad dressing,
I was building muscle.
You were building muscle, and that's why you didn't lose weight, because you were gaining muscle.
That's very
and your
wise.
Waist was getting small, and you just didn't notice.
I know. Well, anyway, I don't really fuck with veganism anymore. I love cheese. I love cheese so much. I love eggs. I can't.
Fair. But may I ask why you don't eat meat? Is it a...
Oh, my God. Do you want to hear it's the stupidest story?
Yes.
I lived in New York. And honestly, this November, it's 11 years. So it was 11 years ago. I lived in New York. I read this book that everybody was reading. It was called Skinny Bitch.
Okay.
Unrelated to Bethany Frankel's franchise.
Oh, this is a different
totally
Skinny
different.
Bitch.
Her thing is called Skinny Girl.
Oh, Skinny Girl.
This was
girl.
Called Skinny Bitch.
So she's a little bit more wild.
It was these two women that were like nutritionists, and they were like, listen, stop drinking beer. It's disgusting. It makes you fart. And here's why you should be a vegan. And it was like this whole thing that basically told you to be a vegan. And I was like, I'm not going to be a vegan. But I was like, you know what? I've never tried giving anything up. Like, I'm Jewish, so I've never done like a Lent or anything.
Yes.
So I was like, I'll just not eat meat for like a month.
Wait, you're Jewish?
Hell yeah.
Why wouldn't you disclose that upon meeting me? No, I'm kidding. I just didn't know you were Jewish.
I just figured my nose disclosed it for you, but I guess not.
I guess I just grew up around a lot of Jewish people, so I don't know. Also,
your radar didn't ping for me?
No, but
well, maybe
also
it's
like
clank is not really.
Ethnicities and religion, I don't know. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, no, it does. I mean, it doesn't matter to me at all either. But, and I'm also basically an atheist. But, like, where was I going with this? Yeah, so I was like, I'm just going to see if I can stop eating meat for 1 month. And then I just stopped, and I just never went back. And it was like, once it gets to a couple years, you start worrying that you're going to shit your pants if you eat meat again.
Ah.
So now I just have never gone back.
That's me with fast food. I generally don't eat fast food.
Uh-huh.
Like, even on the road, like, I don't eat McDonald's. Last time I did it, it was so greasy. I felt it in my skin the next day.
Yeah.
And I hadn't eaten it for a year, and then I did a chicken McNugget power hour and literally shit my pants the next day. I, like, got out of bed, and I was like, ooh, this is going to be a good toot. And then I was like, no!
No! False alarm. Yeah. I don't know, like, if I could go back to meat now. I feel like it would tear my stomach up.
Mm-hmm,
I mean,
probably.
I had friends that were, like, vegetarians for years and then just got blackout drunk and, like, ate beef jerky. Like, maybe that's how you have to do it. You just dive in blacked out.
Because your body's like, there's already poison inside of me. So, like, who fucking cares?
Yeah.
How long have you been married?
3 years.
Oh.
And that is why I won't date you. But if I wasn't married... We solved it. Episode over?
Episode over. All right. 5 minutes in. Bye-bye. Thank you. So 3 years. How long did you date before you got married?
So we dated for 5 years before we got married, but we did break up after year one for 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah. We broke up. Bad breakup. No talkie.
May I ask why? Or is that private?
No, I don't care. And you know what? Okay. Right after we broke up, he went on this very popular podcast in New York and talked all about it.
Oh,
and I was like,
wow.
Bitch. And like, he gave the podcast people more insight into why we broke up than he did to me, basically. And I like wrote him an email and was like, stop talking about me on podcasts or whatever. But
oh, my God. What a dumb sentence. I wrote him an email and said, stop talking about me on podcasts. Wow. But also, Jared, way to be up on like the podcast trend.
Yeah.
So 7 years ago, he was on a podcast.
Yeah. Well, it was one of those. It was Keith and the Girl. One of the first podcasts.
That, they are like
that
the
is one
first
of the
podcast.
First podcasts.
Wow.
And a podcast that also loves comedy gossip. So
oh,
I think
okay.
They were like, what happened?
Oh.
You know? And he was like, I'm a guy. I'm just going to tell you all the details.
Okay. So this is your revenge. This Roman's
is
revenge.
I go on.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Why did you break up?
I don't know. It was kind of like we were together 1 year. I think that's a huge fight or flight time for people in relationships. Like, we were together a year. He was saying I love you to me, and I wasn't saying it back because I wasn't sure.
When he said, Kara, clank, 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 I love you, what would you say back?
Thank you.
Yes!
I feel so bad. I only feel good talking about this now because I say I love you to him every day multiple times now. But it was like, I was just like, I don't know if I love you. Like, I really liked being in a relationship with him, but I was like, I don't know. And then that was one thing. Another thing was he really wanted to move in with me. Now, I had a rent-stabilized apartment in New York. I think you knew about it. Because I remember when I left it, you were like, what happened to that apartment?
What happened to it? I don't remember the answer.
I got bought out.
Oh.
The guy bought me out.
Oh, so that's not that bad.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
but I mean, I loved it. It was in our family. It was like in our family, not officially, but loosely for like 40 years. I wish we could have kept it.
So what is it now? Like a high rise?
No.
Or?
So the guy said he was going to move his family into the building.
Uh-huh.
And he's just renting it now for truly five times what I paid.
Oh, wow. So he bought you out and then legit probably recouped his losses in a year.
Yeah, but he was like, he lied to me and told me that he was moving his family in because that's one of the only ways you can get rent stabilized people out.
That sucks.
But it was like, I could have fought him. I was moving to LA anyway. You know, it was the whole thing. So anyway, he wanted to move in with me because I had this super cheap rent stabilized apartment. And I was like, I can't tell if you want to move in with me because you want to live with me or because we'd each be paying like 10 cents in rent if we split a rent stabilization together.
How much was your rent?
Okay, when I left, my rent was $800.
Yes, I knew it.
For a one bed. When I first moved into it.
I wasn't sure if it was like $1,000 or like a little less than $1,000.
When I first moved into it, it was $530 a month in 2004.
What a fucking dream.
It was crazy.
Dream.
It's the only way I survived in New York,
truly. And
where
was it again?
80th and Columbus.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, like, such a great neighborhood. One bedroom, brownstone, exposed brick.
They probably rent it out for like $3,000 a month now.
33. My sister found it on Street Easy.
Damn. Wild.
Yeah, crazy.
Wild. So, that sucks.
I know. So I couldn't tell whether he wanted to do that. We were like fighting a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember like right before we broke up, I was like, why don't you just break up with me? I can tell you want to. And he was like, well, what are you talking about? Like gaslighting me? And then completely broke up with me the next day. I was like, you are.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Which is funny because I can hear him say that.
Yeah. Yeah,
what are you
like,
talking
about? Kara. And I was like, okay. Like, but then what was crazy was the night we broke up, I had tickets to go see Kate McKinnon do a one-woman show.
Mm-hmm.
This was before she was anybody, but everybody had just told me she was so great at the UCB. So I was like, I was like, well, I gotta go because I have plans. And so I just walked out of my apartment, left him there, and was like, leave the key under the door. Went to meet my sister, was crying. She was like, what's wrong? I was like, Jared and I just broke up. It's fine. Let's go to this show. And then we like go to UCB Chelsea. I watched this show. She was great. I see like, I think I saw like Aparna. I saw like a bunch of people I knew at the show. I was like trying to pretend I wasn't crying.
Oh,
and then,
no.
But it was like a bad breakup where we didn't speak for like 6 months. Except for me writing emails like, stop. And then he started dating a friend of mine, which was awkward.
Oh, no. Still a friend?
Hmm?
Still a friend?
A person I see at parties and I'm like, hi, you know, like, but not, you know. Yeah, so I broke up in June and I got away with not seeing him around a lot until like October.
That's honestly.
Which was great.
Really. Really great.
Yeah.
Because,
like, I went a few
months. We run in this, like, you see people all the time. And you're like, oh, I thought I would never see you again.
It's truly the worst part about dating within comedy.
Circle.
It's so little. So then I started seeing him around, and then I started seeing him around with the girl he was dating, and they were like, she was ignoring me, and they were being weird.
Okay.
And I was like, can we just get together and clear the air? So, like, I emailed him to get together to clear the air. And
I
then, like,
you're not texting him.
Yeah. A month later, we just got together. A month later, we ran into each other really drunk and hooked up, and the rest is history.
Oh.
It's so romantic.
I mean, kind of.
But in those 6 months, he, like, got a lot of his shit together.
Mm-hmm.
He had been feeling very, like, having a bunch of insecurities about his career and stuff like that, and a lot of good stuff started happening for him in, like, those 6 months. So when we got back together, we call it, like, phase one and phase two because it was, like, completely separate relationships. He was so different when we got back together.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's really nice that you got back with your ex and he had grown
totally.
To be just a better fucking partner for you.
Yes. So, and the friend that he got together with had gone to, like, a lot of therapy and was very pro-therapy.
Oh.
And I actually think she helped him a lot. I think she helped him realize a lot of the stuff that I'd been telling him. But now that he was hearing it from, like, a second source.
So she fixed him for you.
A little bit.
And she should be your best friend. No, I'm kidding, fucker.
I think no, she backed up.
Just whatever.
You're right. I owe her at least, like, a fucking edible arrangement. I gotta give her something.
That would be so funny if 5 years later, the current wife of your ex-boyfriend sent you an edible arrangement. And then you were like, let me start listening to podcasts. And you're like, there it is. That's why. So wait, 7 years, 6 months not. Did you ever date on apps? Did you miss
apps?
No.
So I did eHarmony a little bit when I was. I did eHarmony a little bit, but Tinder was not a thing since I've been with Jared.
eHarmony rejected me. They said I was part of the 3% of Unmatchable. And my sister's eHarmony.
Is that a, what does that mean?
Well, they ask you the same question in different iterations. So I was like, fuck this. So I would answer differently. So I think they were like, she's a sociopath.
They were like, you don't know yourself.
And then do you remember the the questions? Some of them were like, do you like horses? Like, some of those questions were so weird.
They're
don't remember?
Really weird.
They were super weird.
Yeah. And it takes hours. I mean, it takes
it
at least 2 hours to fill that out.
Long. Also, my sister just had an issue with eHarmony. She was like, you'll get a kick out of this. And I was like, what is it, Catherine? She was like, well, I was on eHarmony because I was like, let's find me a boyfriend. And then someone hacked my eHarmony and they were posting different pictures of me. And I was like, well, how did you know you were hacked? She was like, they were posting the different pictures of me and they were of white women. And you know I'm black.
Oh my God.
And she was like, and then they couldn't just fix it, so they had to disable my account. And I'm free to sign up for another one, but I think I give up. And I was like,
what? Wait a minute. What is somebody's motivation in hacking someone's eHarmony account?
Adorable older sister's eHarmony account and post pictures of white women? I have no idea.
What
Maybe
is
someone
the
was like, white
there?
Women have better luck on these sites, so maybe I'll help a sister out. I don't know.
So insane.
I have no idea. I matched with this guy on Bumble. Wait, I have to tell you about this. So I don't think I screenshot the actual like his profile.
Uh-huh.
But it was so we matched, and his profile was something like, it was like attractive pictures of this person, and it was like, I work at Home Depot, I have a lot of STDs, I'll give them to you, even if you don't want them, I'm a piece of shit, or something like that. So, and I matched with him because I was like, he needs to know this profile is wild. So I wrote to him, your profile is wild. And then the person said, how to put this dude on blast because he gave me 2 STDs, one you can't get rid of. So I said, wait, you're fake? So your fake profile for a man who gave you STDs matching with people? Why? And then they unmatched me because I think I asked a great question.
So
isn't
someone's
that nuts?
On there taking vigilante
someone
justice against an
in
ex.
Minneapolis, Minnesota. Because that's where we matched. Near the airport.
So she's hoping enough people see his face and just recognize him by face?
I guess so. But then I was like, why are you matching with people? What?
I also love that it says, I'll give you all my STDs even if you don't want them. Is there an option of people that want them?
I don't remember exactly what it said. But I was so wild. And then the plane took off and it was like, you have a Bumble message. So I think they were trying to say something back to me before they unmatched me. But I was like, you know, in the air and cellular usage is not permitted while you're in flight. Also, it's impossible. Okay, great. It's not permitted, but like it don't work up there. So, like, when I landed, it had, like, disappeared. And I was like, damn, I really wanted to know what that angry, STD-riddled woman had to say to me. Isn't
that's
that nuts?
Crazy. You have so many funny stories from the apps. Honestly, I'm a little, like, bummed that I never got to do the apps. I know.
Please don't be bummed.
I know. Everyone's like, it's a nightmare, but I, like, love going on other people's and stuff. I think it sounds fun.
It is a true blue nightmare.
Well, just because eHarmony was just as nightmarish but longer. At least you could, like, get through somebody sucking quickly on Tinder. Like, I would be in this never-ending, like, limbo of, like, well, we matched in phase one and then we sent in our – I mean, remember how it used to work? It was,
no,
like, first you would get matched –
No, they rejected me. So it's truly a door that's never been opened for me. I have never – so how does it work?
If you see somebody that you like and you, like, wink at them, it waits till they wink back, same as, like, a Tinder.
Okay.
Then it goes goes into a first phase of questions. Like, how would you answer these questions? They're multiple choice.
Whoa.
Then if those answers match, you go to essay questions. Like short paragraph answers.
Okay.
It gives you like three of those. And a lot of them are like, if your kid was born like with mental defects, would you abort it? Like the questions
Whoa.
Are wild. And then if you match there, then it lets you go into full open communication. But because it took so long, and we're like all New York City people, I'd be like, sometimes I would answer it drunk. Sometimes I'd forget to answer it. Like I had it all set up through a different email account. Like
that's wild.
You'd
that's
be like, oh, I've been
thing
sort
I've ever
of,
heard.
I've been sort of connected with this guy for 2.5 weeks, mm-hmm. and we have not even gotten to speaking yet. And then once you got to email, you could be like, want to get together? And then you would go on a date. I went on a couple dates for Me Harmony, and like the guys were all pretty okay. I mean, nobody, no. One guy I went on a date with was so funny in writing, and when I met him in life, he was like on the spectrum, like could not look in my eyes. It was crazy.
Interesting.
How different people are in writing than they are.
Well, I say it all the time on the cast. Is that what people call a podcast? The cast on the pod? Well, I say texting creates a false sense of intimacy because you can't read the way the person's saying it.
Right.
You don't know their personality yet. I'm pretty bad at texting, but like pretty cool in person. I refuse to be more communicative in a text than I am in person, especially
yeah.
if I don't know you, because if we text everything, all our thoughts, all our dreams, hopes, and wishes, what will we talk
That's
about?
That's crazy. I mean, I think that like the texting should be like, what are you up to right now? Like maybe, mm-hmm. maybe what shows are you watching? Not
yes.
like, not like, how many kids are you thinking about? Or like, mm-hmm. if you could do something other than your current profession, what would it be? Like, I don't think any of that's for texting. I feel like you have a little bounce back mm-hmm. of a couple bullshit things and then you're like, want to meet? Like,
yes.
there's no other point. Like,
yes.
you know?
I generally don't give people my phone number until we've decided we're meeting.
Yeah.
Because then you can have my phone number, and then if there's, and I try to set the date like 3 days, you know, so like we exchange numbers and then set that date like 3 days after we've exchanged mm-hmm. numbers. So it's not like a week and a half of like, we're texting, blippity blop,
right.
and then you meet and you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
But I've been on 2 dates recently where the person was like, you're really bad at texting. Did you know that? And I was like, yes, I did. It was by design.
Yeah.
I would like to speak to you and not just text you for forever.
Right. How did the dates work out? Did you like either of them?
One of them, let's see. I think they listened to this. I think they said that.
It must be really weird, too, that people kind of know who you are. Because I went on a date one time, eHarmony, where a guy looked up my stand-up between date one and date two. And I was like, don't do that. He was quoting my jokes to me. It was so awkward. It was so
awful. That is a nightmare. That
yeah.
is a nightmare.
And that's only like a fucking YouTube video. I mean, mm-hmm. you have like a podcast and like a show and people like uh-huh. kind of know who you are because you are a big deal, Nicole Byer.
I'm mildly successful. Lately people have known me.
Uh-huh.
And they, all the guys I've gone on dates with listen to this podcast called The Doughboys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know that podcast.
They love the Doughboys, and it's been very weird because I guess I'm pretty explicit on here, but I'm also explicit like on that podcast. So
you've
like,
been on Doughboys,
mm-hmm.
okay? So they've heard you on that,
yes.
Okay,
so they'll be like, "I know you. I listen to Doughboys. I've heard you before." I'm like, "Oh, okay, cool." and I generally, what? This is the second time I can't. I generally don't invite a man to see me perform live until it's been at least a month.
Yeah.
Or like 2 months. Or never.
Yeah.
You never have to come to a show of mine.
Yes.
I would actually rather you didn't because, especially early on, because you tell jokes for a finite amount of time, but you tell them for a while. So I have a bunch of single jokes because I've been single.
Right.
So then it's like you, the person I'm dating, comes to the show. Then you're like, oh, so she sees herself as single. And then she's saying this like, think
right.
about her sloppy puss or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, but I like that sloppy pussy. So then you get something in your mind that's different than
right.
what is
real.
What I'm presenting
yes.
in real life. because jokes are jokes. Yeah, they're based in truth, but like they're jokes. So yeah, it's a very, I would die if someone did that. Someone consumed my content in between dates.
Oh yeah, it was, I was like, what? I like went out of my body for a minute. I was like, what's going on? Am I hallucinating that I'm on stage right now? Like I did not understand why he was saying my jokes back to me. Mm-hmm. But okay, so one of them you might not want to talk about it because you might listen to this.
Yeah.
Have you done Raya? That's a question I have for you.
Yes, I'm finally on Raya.
You're finally approved to be with the elite Hollywood people.
It's been terrible. I matched with the owner of a restaurant in LA that I frequent, and he was like, oh, it's so nice to like talk to you. I'm a fan. And I was like, actually, I'm a fan of your restaurant because I Googled your name and your name, your restaurant popped up. And then he was like, oh, you Googled me? And I was like, yes. And then he unmatched me and I was like, okay.
That's so, it is completely normal, I think, to Google people.
But also a double standard. You know who I am. Why can't I know who you are?
I'm a fan of yours.
Yes, and I'm a fan of your restaurant. It was rude. Let's see.
That's really
so
rude.
On Raya.
I can't believe there's an unmatching. I just assumed it would just be a ghosting, like of silence.
No.
You can,
they can
like,
just
unmatch.
Unmatch you. This person said to me, yo, I'm freaking out right now. I'm an avid Nailed It fan. And me, I thought Raya was supposed to be like, chill. Like we all.
Yeah, like everybody's in the biz.
But I think they've opened it up a
Act
little
like
bit.
Act like you've been here before.
But I said, thanks. And then he never said one other word to me. And I've said it here before. I'll say it again. I don't need to know if you're a fan of mine.
Yeah.
I'm here to fuck. If you're not here to fuck, we're not here together.
Yeah, I need to know you are a fan of fucking me.
I did go on a date with someone who was like a hardcore comedy fan, and it was weird because they think it's weird that I don't consume comedy.
Oh.
They, because I don't really.
I hardly laugh. I hardly know how to laugh anymore.
Yeah, and I didn't, and I spent a lot of time trying to explain to them. I was like, I'm not going to leave my house to go to a fucking show.
That I'm not on,
you know, unless it's like a dear, dear friend
right.
who like Sasheer. Sure, I've gone to other states where she's performing because we're like, vacation!
Right.
And I'll like go to her show or whatever, and she's done the same for me. But it's not like, I'm not going to an improv show.
Right.
Are you kidding? I've seen so, and I had a hard time to be like, I've seen so much comedy.
Yes.
I've done so much comedy. Now it's my job. Lawyers aren't doing depositions on the weekends
right.
for fun.
Or probably even watching Law & Order.
Yes.
Like,
yes!
They probably don't want to watch
probably like,
any of
you
that.
You know what? I don't want it.
Yeah.
This is also incorrect, and I don't want to be reminded of work.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, I don't really like watch sitcoms or anything. And they were like, what? Why? And I was like, I don't know. I know everyone. Like, not I.
Right.
It's like you interact with people, and then sometimes you'll audition for a part. And then you'll watch it and you're like, this didn't make me feel good because I could have done that and I could be cashing the check and getting residuals. So it's, yeah, and then it would just be weird because they would want to talk about comedy that they've consumed. And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm like, I truly don't know. And then they asked me, they were like, so like, did you have fun shooting today? And I was like, no.
Yeah.
And they were like, what do you mean? And I was like, here's the day of an actor. You're so excited to go to work. You can't wait to get to that set. You get to that set. You go through hair and makeup. You do the scene a couple times. And then they do so much coverage that you want to kill yourself because you're like, you're not going to use all of this.
Right.
You won't. I promise.
Yeah.
You won't.
And half the time, there's also a 4-hour waiting period
yes.
after hair and makeup
yes.
before you do shit.
We're just like in your trailer.
Yeah.
And I was like, acting truly, I don't know. Other people may disagree, but it's the excitement of getting there. You get there, you shoot for a little bit, and then you're like, now when do I go home?
Yeah.
And then you get to go
totally
home, and you get
about.
So excited to go home. And then you
That's
do
a
the
rap
whole,
on Nicole Byer.
And you're like,
the
yeah!
sweetest words.
You're like, I go home. And then you go, I can't wait to go back tomorrow.
Yeah. I love my job. I'm so blessed.
Yeah. And like, I do. I love what I do. I
yeah.
love it so much. But that, for me, is the cycle.
Yeah.
Because it is a lot of sitting and waiting. Like,
it's
I would.
So much.
Never
I think people would be so surprised.
To a set. You would be so upset. You'd be like, okay, so it's happening. Okay. And now it's done. And then, like, I don't know. Do you really want to watch actors stumble through lines?
Right. Right.
And do it five or six times until they get it right.
Yeah.
And then an AD babysit them and go, guys, do you want to run lines? And you're like, this is her saying, we're going to be here all night if we don't figure this fucking scene out.
I mean, yeah, I totally know what you're talking about. It is so much waiting and boredom. Yeah.
And it's I feel weird to date someone who does, who still thinks it's magical.
Right. Well, I was going to say, like, a lot of people that I know that are comedians that are in, like, successful relationships, and I do know some that are
Wait,
insuccessful.
Wait, hold on. Did I take a break?
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who, like, is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/date me. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can, like, order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho! Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me, spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Sorry. sorry. I interrupted
you. I was just going to say, I feel like a lot of the comedians that are in successful relationships, sometimes they're in relationships with people that are like sort of adjacent to the world, but not part, like, oh, he's a producer,
yes,
or like she is an editor. So it's like they get it. They're not starstruck by any of it, but they also don't do it. So there's not that weird, like, competitive stuff.
Do you think you and Jared get competitive?
We definitely, what we always say about both being comics is like that it creates and solves a bunch of problems. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm never like, where are you? Why aren't you hanging out with me every night? Like, if he's
like
at shows.
Doing a show.
Yeah, like I'm at sets, like that's fine. We can sometimes travel together doing stand up. But then, yeah, other times it's been like, well, why did you get booked on that show and I didn't? You know? Or like he tries to tell me the way it's gone for him. And I'm like, it's just not going the same way for me. Like,
yes,
and it's going to be, and like, you know, and it's like, well, in my experience, you know, so yeah, like we get into little things about it, but I wouldn't say he's I think literally 5 years ahead of me in stand up. So I'm always just like, yeah, you've been at it longer than me, whatever. But yeah, we definitely have fought about it and had little competitive things. Like I've come home and he's been like, how do I get booked on that? I'm like, yeah. You have a half hour special, bitch. Like, back off. It's like an LA show I got booked on and you didn't get booked on.
Chill the fuck out.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I think I want to date like a comic or someone in the business, but then also I'm like, wouldn't it be nice to just like talk about something else?
Yeah.
Do you ever try to like rewrite each other's jokes?
No, but we will give each other little notes and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, I think you should skip this part. It's taking you too long to get to it or whatever. Mm-hmm. But never like a rewrite or like, here's how you're fucking that joke up or whatever, you know? Yeah, we give each other like little things. But yeah. But it's so, I don't know. I never know whether to like recommend people do that because really all I did was date Jared and that's it. Like I really didn't like fuck around in the comedy community a lot before I like found him. You know what I mean?
It's a little hard to fuck around in the community. One, because our tier of people were just getting older and a lot of them are taken. So like it's like, do I date, not down, but like date
right,
younger?
Right, but date somebody new. And I know some comics, women too, who are dating like younger male comics, and I'm always like,
how does that
work? Like, because I do think it takes a really specific guy to like not be threatened by the fact that you're like a headliner and you're doing all this stuff that they want to get up to, but that also they're not, that you don't feel like they're using you in any way. Or I mean, even if they are like, they probably love you, they're attracted to you, but like, are they also like, but on top of that, you can take me on the road with you and blah,
and
blah,
that's
blah,
a thing,
you know,
to worry about.
Yeah.
I went on a date with a dude who was like, yeah, I'm trying to like get into comedy, but I don't know. And I was like, oh man, I wish you had a picture of yourself on an improv stage. So I could have swiped. Absolutely not. But like, he was just like picking my brain. And I was like,
this isn't a networking thing.
This sucks.
Yeah.
And then he got kind of drunk and then would just like, he was like, well, yeah, you don't even know anymore because you don't have to try, you don't have to go to open mics. And I was like, no, I don't. And he was like, but like, how do I get on open mics? And I was like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, I did comedy in such a roundabout where I got into stand-up
everybody's
in a backwards way.
Yeah, and everybody's road to it is very different.
Yes, and I was like, there's no clear path to things. Like,
how do I get on open mics is a sad question,
hang
though.
Hang out, submit. I don't
literally go
know.
To a website that lists all the mics and go and have your soul crushed week after week. That's what it is.
And I went on another I've been dating up a storm.
I love it. That's great.
And it has been good and bad. But I went on a date with a guy. This was 2 weeks ago. And I treat myself to a thing. So this year, I had a good year. So I added up the money I made and divided it in half for like taxes and manager and agent and lawyer fees. Took 5% of that. And I said, I can spend that on goodies. Or 2%. I don't remember. It was not that
not
much.
Crazy.
It wasn't insane. So I was like, I'm going to buy a Gucci bag.
I like
Gucci. I want it.
Yeah.
So I bought myself a Gucci bag. It says Gucci very big on it.
Oh, my God. Like, I want to see it.
You can see it from the next town over, it's Gucci. Like if the bat could make a sound, that's what it would say.
I love it. And they're like, this is from our understated collection.
This is from the Jim Mueller ladies who don't want a single person to know the brand. And I had it on the date and he was like, oh, well, I mean, I don't make as much money as you, Miss Gucci. And I was like, you just called me Ms. Gucci.
Yeah.
And you're like reading me for doing okay. And I was like, if you are insecure about your money, please don't project that on me.
Yeah.
And then also, like, I might have to sell the bag one day, you know?
I don't know. Now you have to bring that bag as a litmus test on, like, all your dates.
But it's such a bummer. I can't tell you how many people have been like, well, Gucci. And I'm like, why? Why are you saying anything? Also, you can look up how much the bag was. It wasn't that much.
Yeah.
It was on the lower end
of
the bag.
So weird to me because I feel like I know so many girls who are walking around with Chanel bags, yes! Gucci bags, whatever. And you're just like, oh, you're doing great. Good for you.
Yeah. It's just the amount of times people.
Also, this town is filled with people living beyond their means.
Yes.
Like, I see garbage people getting out of Land Rovers every fucking day in this town. Are you kidding me? Like,
yeah.
That's so whatever. But you know what? It's what you just said. It says a lot more about them than it does about you. That it's they are insecure.
Very
on HBO
insecure.
Sundays. seriously, I would be like, I don't know. I can't wait to see that. I need you to text me a picture of that bag when you get home.
Oh, I will. I will. It's also a unisex bag. I think it might be a men's bag. It's not very feminine,
That's
but I really
better.
Like it. But yeah, I couldn't believe he like said that. And the rest of the day, it was just trash. He was a trash person.
Ugh.
And I was like, you don't ever have to text me again. And he was like, but? And I was like, that's another text. You don't have to text me again.
Is it, do you remember, I guess it's like totally different because we're in different phases of our life and stuff, but like, do you think it's harder in LA than it was in New York dating?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah.
Because in New York, you could just go to a bar, you're not worried about where your car's parked, you
right.
can get sloppy, shitty drunk, and
right.
I'm pretty good at making friends, so I'll like make friends with a bunch of people and then leave with a dude.
Right.
Here, people I think are way more clicky and they're like, I have to go to sleep because like I have
CrossFit at 6 a.m.
CrossFit and then I'm gonna hike to the top of the fucking Hollywood sign and I'm gonna spin around and take Instagrams and I gotta be hydrated. The culture is like hookup culture I think is different here.
Totally.
I don't club, so like I feel like that's how people here fuck. They, like, go clubbing.
Yeah.
And honestly, Mama thinks the music's too loud in restaurants, so I'm not going to a club.
Right.
And then when I do go to clubs, it's like Mickey's in West Hollywood, which is like, no
oh,
one's trying to fuck
my kind
me
of club.
There.
And you're not going to meet anybody there.
Yeah, you better give me a gay man rubbing up against me saying, girl, are you in your drink? I love it. It makes me very happy.
Oh, my God. I love that.
I got this DM on the Instagram. She like bummed me out. Okay, so it says, okay, girl, you have to help me. I'm a big girl. I match with a guy on Bumble and he's a straight up hottie, like way above my batting range. Hottest guy to hit on me. We've chatted on the phone and there's chemistry. I was married for so long and my husband was basically asexual. So I have no self-esteem and I only sleep with unattractive men. Girl, help me. I'm freaking and all my skinny friends. All my skinny friends will just tell me that what they think is nice. That bums me out because if he's talking to you on the phone, I think he likes you.
Yeah.
I'll talk to nobody on the phone.
Yeah.
Who wants to talk to anyone on the phone?
I literally won't talk to my mother on the, like,
truly.
I hate talking on the phone.
I don't talk to my grandmother on the phone. Also, my grandmother was just in the hospital and my cousin was giving me updates. And all of the updates were about how she was constipated. And then I got an update where they didn't say anything about her constipation. So I just went, yeah, but like, is she still constipated?
How's it going?
And nobody understood it was a joke. So then I got a full text message about my grandmother shitting. And I was like, I mean, I asked for it. But then I was like, come on, guys. You know I do comedy. Why would I ever ask about my grandmother's constipation?
They're giving you, like, texture, frequency.
Truly. I mean, I'm waiting for that to happen. Anyway. Yeah, I don't talk to anybody on the phone.
Yeah. So, that sucks.
And then it bums me out that she thinks that she is in a level of attractiveness that she can't have someone that she finds attractive.
Yeah.
Because, like, everyone's ugly to somebody. Everyone's attractive to somebody.
Right.
And he finds you attractive. So, like, it's okay.
Yeah, you matched. Unless it's like she's like, I put up a fake picture. What do I do now? I've catfished someone.
If you catfish someone.
If you put up a natural picture or like a good picture of yourself and that's what he matched with, he likes you.
He likes you. Don't worry about it. And it's funny because I never think about like my league or whatever until someone else says it.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, uh-oh, is he in my league? I don't know. I don't know. I think if a dude's fucking me, he's like, he likes what he sees.
Right.
Whatever. The hottest guy to me who I ever hooked up with was in New York. And I was recently reminded of this because Christy Cello posted a picture of her outside of Rudy's. Have you ever been to Rudy's?
Oh, yeah. Free hot dogs?
Yeah. With the fucking pig outside. Yeah. And so I like was very drunk in Rudy's, met these two boys. They were brothers who were estranged, or no, there were two brothers who didn't know each other existed, met each other in New York, found out they had the same mom. I think they were half brothers. And they were just like, we're just like hanging out and trying to get to know each other.
Oh my God.
And it's been really wild. And I was with my roommate, Jen, and I was like, I call this one. She's like, oh, he's the hot one. And I was like, yeah, but he's been looking at me, so I think he wants it. Turns out he did because he fingered me under the table. Rudy's. And Jen was like,
Rudy's. Smell of hot dogs in the air.
Smell of hot dogs and fish. And
oh my God.
And I remember Jen going, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm not doing it. And then she was like, we have to get out of here. So then the boys were like, come back to our apartment. We live super close. So then it was snowing and we were walking in the snow. And I went through a phase where I fell all the time. And I don't know if it was my shoes.
Was it your 20s? Because I fell in New York constantly in my 20s. I was just drunk and wearing too high shoes at all times.
That might have been it. But I remember walking, and then I was on my back looking up at them, and they were like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, baby. And then I made some snow angels, and then they, like, helped me up. And then we get to their apartment. The toilet was in the kitchen. They had adult bunk beds because they were two adults. And then so we were like on the bottom bunk and we're like making out.
And was Jen making out with the other one?
No, she was not attracted to him and they were just talking. And then without warning starts fingering me again. And then Jen goes, Jesus Christ. And then they left and and then he was like, I don't know if I can get hard. So then I'm just like jerking off this floppity dick in this bottom bunk. And then Jen is texting me. She's like, are you done? Can you be done? Please be done. I'm like, just like, do-loop, 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 over and over and over again as I'm like flopping around this little dick. And then he's like, I'll just have to fuck you with my fingers. And then he fucked me with his fingers, but like, I guess his nails were too long because he cut me. And and I bled so much.
Oh my God.
And he's like, oh no, your period came. And then we heard a knock at the door and Jen was like, we are going home. And I was like, okay, bye bye. I just left a bunch of blood all over his adult bunk bed.
Well, it's his fault. You can't be Freddy Krueger over there fingering people.
I wish I could remember his Freddy Krueger. I wish I could remember his name, but I know his brother's name was Joey because he kept going, my brother Joey.
And this is one of your hottest hookups?
Yeah, he
physically
was so hot.
Yeah, I mean,
but like a dumpster of a human.
Yeah.
So, girl, if you haven't met up with him, he might be trash. One, two, you got to know that you're beautiful because you are. Everybody is beautiful, from the Giselle-looking person to the Jabba the Hutt-looking person.
Yeah.
Everybody is beautiful.
Do you respond to these people?
No.
Just listen to the Kara Klank episode of my podcast.
Yeah, listen to the Kara Klank episode. It would just be too much.
Of course. You can't become like a Dear Abby for like all your
fans. God, I would legit kill myself. But people do ask me a lot of questions. On Instagram. I'm trying to find another one. And then a lot of them are just like women who are real, not insecure, because I refuse to say that women are like very insecure, but it's just a lot of women who are just unsure about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll post very fat, very brave, just in jest, because people are like, you're brave. And to me, that's funny.
Yeah.
But then I'll have like women be like, but like it really inspired me to wear a bikini in public and to just be like, fuck whatever anybody says.
Yeah.
And then that is just, it's nice.
Yeah.
I'm all about people embracing every inch of their body, because your body, you can change. So like, why be insecure about something you can change?
Right. I went to Vegas in May. I took my husband to see Pink because he's a big fan. And we
would never have thought that.
Well. Letting the world know now.
That's funny.
He fucking loves Pink. And I got him tickets for his birthday. We went in May. We were at the Cosmopolitan. We were at the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And I was noticing like a lot of younger girls of all different bodies all wearing two pieces.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is like a new movement, it feels like. Because I would come to Vegas like a few years ago and go to the pool, it would be a lot of, you know, hot ass babes in bikini. And now it's like, you know, you're typical. Everyone's hot in a bikini. But like, you know, now it's like I was seeing like all these girls. I was like, I love this. And everybody seemed very confident. All the girls I was seeing. And I was like, I think this is a new movement and I really like it.
I also think it's a new movement and it makes me soups happy. Do you wear bikinis?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How was the Pink show?
It was really good.
Did you guys?
She's good.
She twirls and stuff. Like,
yeah, she
over
does
you.
Like aerial stuff. We saw it in like Vegas in a big stadium, like where like their hockey team plays. So it's big, and you're like around a lot of women from Vegas with like John and Kate plus eight haircut.
Oh,
you know what
no.
I mean?
Oh yes.
And like, well, I mean, a lot of them honestly have Pink's haircut, even though they're like in their 50s and 60s. We were like, there's a lot of Pinks around here.
I love it.
But it was so I think normally we prefer like a slightly smaller venue for a concert, but it was really fun. She's great.
We went and saw Mariah Carey and Lionel Richie.
We did. That was such a good concert.
It was very fun. I
want to go to another concert with you. I just need to pick the venue that I can get a box at, because Nicole will only do a box.
I just, once you go box, you can't
go
back. I know,
it's hard to go back. We literally just did Lauryn Hill, and it was like me and Eliza and a couple of the other girls, and like we were up in the crappy seats. I didn't want to pay a lot, and it's not as good. It's definitely not as good.
It's not as
fun.
We had
a waitress in our box.
We had a waitress. I think we each had a bottle of rosé.
Yes.
I was real drunk, and I got into a fight with that woman next to me who was like, I'm deaf in this ear, and all I can hear out of my good ear is you. And I said, bitch, move your seat.
Yeah.
It's a box. Move around.
That was quite insane to me.
She was
there
so
is always
rude.
Some persnickety-ass old person at the Hollywood Bowl, though. When I went to go see Paul Simon there, again, not in a box, in regular
Who's
people's
Paul
seats.
Simon?
Paul Simon. You know, me and Julio down by the schoolyard. He's like an old man. Simon and Garfunkel. It's white people
Julio
music.
Me and Julio down by the school. How does that go? I don't know that song.
Me and Julio down by the schoolyard. You ever heard that? Or he sings, you can call me Al.
Wait,
call me Al.
What were he and Julio doing? Is it a good? Is it okay
oh my
song?
God. I feel like I'm talking to an alien who's never heard of Paul Simon.
But like, is Julio okay?
Yeah, it, I think like, him and Julio were
like hooking up.
No, I think they were scrapping and fighting or something.
Oh no!
With other people, I think Julio's a friend.
Oh, so Julio's his friend.
Julio's his friend, but so, maybe it's a special friend. Who knows?
So wait, so this song, "Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard," is about a white man and his Hispanic heritage friend fighting for him?
I'm trying to think of the words to the song. It's like, Mama Chan. No, I don't know what it's about. I have no idea what it's about. That's a great question. We got to get to the etymology of that song. But anyway, he's an old rocker. It's like Americana music. And that song came on, me and Julio, and it's one of the big ones. And so I was there with another comic and his girlfriend. Me and the girlfriend jumped up and she knocked my rosé out of my hand. When I say that there was a spittle left, there was a sip left, it spilled on this fucking 55-year-old dude on a date with some woman in front of me. They acted like I hosed them down with fucking buttered or something. Like, it was insane.
With
like
butter.
They freaked out. They were like, "Do you have any more napkins?" And I was like, "Oh my God, it was a sip of rosé. It's not even going to stain. Like, you're being crazy."
Oh my God.
And I'm just saying, there's always some kind of persnickety old rich dick at the Hollywood Bowl trying to get people like us to shut up. And
young
I'm not,
people.
Will not have
comedians.
It. Loud bitches.
I mean, I guess I was a little loud.
You were no louder than me or the other girls we were with. You were not.
I felt like she was a white woman policing my black tone. I was also just closest to her. I'm sure
you
she would have said
you
the
were
same
physically
thing
the closest to,
you. To
her, but it was also like, I would never in a million years tell someone at a concert to lower their voice.
Right? It's a concert.
Never. Like, crazy.
I have trouble at concerts. I may have told this story when Mateo was on the podcast, but whatever. I'll tell it again. You haven't heard it. So I went and saw Cher. I love Cher.
Wait, I'm dying to go. I'm planning to go in Vegas.
Go. It is a great show. She puts on the show of your life. Honestly, it is just the farewell tour that she's been doing for 100
years. 20 years, yeah.
But when she enters a stage, I won't tell you how she does it, I cried. Ugh. Like, tears streaming down my face. And Sashir was like, "Really?" And I was like, "I can't help it. I don't know. This
oh
is like,
my God.
This is my Jesus coming back from the dead, even though she's never been dead." So... And before the concert started, I asked the usher, I said, "If nobody sits in the seats closest to the stage, can we sit there?" Which is nice. Nice that I asked and didn't just move.
Right.
She goes, "No, you have to stay in your ticketed seat." I said, "Oh, well, how would you know if I moved?" She was like, "Oh, I'll know." And I was like, "Oh, shit. I guess this woman's going to, like, stare at me the whole concert?"
Yeah.
So at the end of the show, Cher does her encore, which we deserved because we were allowed for her. And it was just like me and 10,000 gay men being like, "You better serve us more!" And so she comes out, I think, believe is the encore, and everyone starts rushing to the stage because she starts like giving high fives to people and like touching people's hands and like posing for pictures so people can get like good pictures of her because she is a gorgeous, generous goddess. And I was like, "This is my chance. I get to like touch Cher." So then, and I don't fangirl. She's the only person I've ever like been like this with.
Oh my God.
So unless I saw Tina Turner, I'd lose my mind.
Yeah.
So then I like start rushing to the aisle to get up there. So Cher just like whisks on by. And so Cher like doesn't like Cher the way I do. And then the usher is in front of me. And I was like, "Oh, what?" She was like, "You have to go back to your ticketed seat." And as people are rushing around us, and I said, "But everyone else," she's like, "You have to go back to your ticketed seat."
Oh my God.
And I was like,
I'm
oh
filled
my
with rage.
God. And I almost started crying sad tears because I was like, this woman is literally stopping my dream.
Yes.
And I'm a big believer that like only you stop your dreams, but this is the person.
No.
Like actually stopping my dreams. So then after the concert, I was fuming. And so she was like, "I got great pictures." And I was like, "I can't talk to you right now." And then as we were leaving, I threw the rest of my vodka soda on her. And I said, "You're a fucking cunt." And then so she pulled me away. She's like, "We will not get banned from this venue."
Oh my God.
Ugh, I'm always
what a bitch.
Fighting with people.
That is so. At the encore? Who
yes.
needs to be in their ticketed seat
I don't
during the
know.
Encore?
I was
no
so
No one's coming
upset.
Late during the encore,
no,
bitch.
It's done. So then I was like, I guess I just have to see Cher again. But I'm going to see Celine Dion first. I have to see Celine Dion.
I
want to
see Celine too, but she's doing this Vegas show with and also doing all these new ABBA songs, which I love. I just listened to her new album
oh,
of the ABBA
great.
Songs, and I love it. So ugh. I really need to go see her, and I think I'm going in November. Because she, where is she? Caesars? No.
She, Monte Carlo is
oh,
where
okay.
she was. She may have moved. That's where Cher is.
She's basically doing it Wednesday, Friday, Saturday for 3 weeks in a row. starting on Halloween and then doing like the first 3 weeks of November.
I love it.
Such a weird sketch.
She's old.
She's like, Thursday, I get the blood of a virgin. Like,
and then I'm good to go into my body. A couple shows and then I need to sleep.
I love her on Twitter. I love her in general.
She on Twitter is almost as if she doesn't know what Twitter is, but she's like, but I'll figure it out one day.
But she's been on for so long.
So long.
And nothing is clicking.
All caps and
multiple commas in a row.
My favorite is she'll like tweet a period. And I'm like, are you okay? But it's like she's 71 years old. She says in her show, she's like, I'm 71 and I can plank for 5 minutes. And we're all like, yay!
Yeah, do it! I would literally scream for 5 minutes straight if I watched Cher plank for 5 minutes.
I would lose my fucking mind.
Oh my God. I want to. So when I was a kid, I'm one of six kids.
Ew!
So I know. No, it's so many kids. But my mom and dad both worked. So we had babysitters from Ireland who lived with us. They were like teenagers or in their early 20s.
Oh, you had au pairs.
Au pairs, yeah. Which sounds a lot fucking fancier than it is because really you pay a couple kids
$200
a week in spending money and then you pay for them to live and pay for them to eat and give them a car when they need. Like, so it's really, I think people think that I'm being fancy and I'm like, oh no, I think we had like slaves from Ireland. But they were so close with them. One came to my wedding.
So you're the story when people are like, you know, the Irish had it bad. There you
That's
go.
That's me. That's
there
me.
You, go. You were
they
the
had
ones
to come
enslaving.
And nanny for a family of six fucking kids. But like, we're still very close with them. One came to my wedding all the way from Ireland. Mm-hmm. Like, we love them. But she went to see Cher when I was like eight. She went to see Cher. And I remember her getting the photos developed at a photo place and showing me all the costume changes that Cher did. Mm-hmm. And I was like, one day I will see Cher in concert. I remember being like, I can't believe how many times she changes clothes. Mm-hmm. Like, and all the lights. And like, I was like, and this was in probably 1989 or something or 88. I was like, I can't wait to see her. And now it's like a billion years later. And I
and
really,
you're about to
really,
do it.
I'm going to go do it.
You got to. It's a great show.
But I want to see Celine too.
I want to see Celine so
There's
bad.
There's a lot.
We might, Sashir and I might go in. I won't tell you on the podcast when. I'll tell you
tell
after.
Me after. I might be in. I'm literally down to go to Vegas for almost any reason.
Truly, it's a 45-minute flight.
I love
Who
it
knew?
So much.
Who knew?
I love it so much for 48 hours, and then I'm like, get me home right now.
I'm the same way. I can't spend more than 2 days there.
Yeah.
Because then you see, like, the sadness of
oh,
Vegas.
Oh, the first time I ever went to Vegas, I was there for 9 days for
Ew.
Work.
Ew. Ew.
And it was, I started to go crazy. Like, I didn't see the sun for, like, Ugh. A couple of days in a row and was like, I'm going crazy.
The worst thing I ever saw was this woman, because you can have an open container. She was carrying around this like big slushy that was obviously alcoholic because she was shuffling and slurring. Two kids with her.
Oh, God.
And her kid was like, Mommy, can I have some? And she's like, this is not for you. And they were like in a CVS and she was literally walking in circles. And I was like, this drunk woman with her snotty-nosed kids shouldn't be in Vegas. Go home.
Yeah.
Go anywhere else.
Well, that's the weird thing about Vegas that they've been trying to do for the past like 10 years is like make it for kids, make it for families.
Yes. And it's
I'm
like
always like
gambling.
When I'm at the pool at a hotel and I'm like, and the kids are splashing around while there's people making out fucked up, like downing pina coladas. I'm like, this isn't what I would choose to do
no,
with my kid.
So
like,
sorry.
I feel like, let's, I don't know, go to Palm Springs. I'm even Palm Springs. That's not
no,
for you.
No, that's for old people and leisurely ladies. What's the worst date you've ever been on?
Oh, my God. That's such a good question. I would probably say that guy I was just talking about. Like, I met this guy on eHarmony. I thought he was so cool and funny. And he was, like, making jokes about the Golden Girls and shit. And I was like, I like this guy. This is going to go great. We met up. He lived in Long Island, which I did not know.
That's too
not
much
Not willing
a commute.
To do that.
Too much.
He was a lawyer, so I was like, okay. But then it was like, he was so boring. He wouldn't look me in the eye. He took me to a bar by Penn Station.
No.
Where we had one beer, and then I go, I really, and if anybody knew me in my 20s, I never just had one beer. So like, I literally.
I know you now, Kara, yeah. And you just don't have one beer.
I know. And I was like, I think I have to be up so early for work tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And by that, I mean, like, I nanny at 3 o'clock. So, like, I just was like, I got to get the fuck out of here. And it was like, we had one of those goodbye hugs at the subway that's like a I will never see you again hug. You
yes.
know what I mean? But I got to say, Jared's the first serious boyfriend I ever had.
And
we
then
got
you
married.
Him?
And I literally only started getting serious about dating when I was around 27. And I met Jared when I was 30. So it's like, I really didn't date for that much. I don't have a lot of good experience dating.
I
hooked up a million. I mean, I hooked up like
same.
A crazy person. I just didn't go on like a lot of formal dates or do a lot of boyfriends or anything.
I have also hooked up a bunch.
Yeah.
You know, you get drunk in New York and you make out with an old man in front of a Wells Fargo. You have those nights.
I made out with a professional poker player one time because he brought me back with the promise of showing me a puppy. I don't like dogs. I don't even care about dogs.
It takes very little.
I do like your dogs.
Thank you. They're so
I do
awful.
Like your dogs. They're cute,
they're
though.
They're so bad.
They're small and fluffy.
They are small and fluffy.
He was like, I have a tiny puppy at my house. I was like, okay.
Yeah, whatever. You could have just said, I have a taco at my house and it's old. Do you want to come over and look at it? Sure, I'll do it. I have very limited experiences with like actual relationships. I was in a relationship on and off for 3 years where I'm probably the only person who would call it a relationship.
Yeah.
I don't even know if he would call it that. And then I feel like a lot of men like me for 2 weeks and then they're like, oh, no, thank you. Bye bye.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is about me that makes people want to check out so fast.
I feel like it's your confidence and your big personality. And that's what I used to think about myself, too. I'd be like, I felt like I scared guys away all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then of all people, Jared Logan was like, I'm willing to take this for a spin.
You guys compliment each other so well.
That's what a lot of people say. I think that's
and you
pretty
more
true.
Than him. You're better than him. You're best. You're the best. You're the best one in the relationship. You're the one I like the best of the duo.
I win the relationship.
No, but it is nice when I have. I think you're a strong, confident, opinionated woman who's smart and funny, and it's nice to know that you found someone who isn't like a boring, sad man.
Yeah.
Who like. Is just like, I'm quiet and I'll just worship her.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's nice that, like, you are with someone who's, like, equally as boisterous and fun. And it doesn't, when I see you guys together, it doesn't seem like an uneven competition.
No,
like, who's the funniest in the room? It's so nice.
That's nice. Thank you for saying that. I think that's what we try to do.
Clank, you're giving me hope.
They're out there. The nice guys are out there.
I just gotta find one. Well, we do have to wrap this up. Do you have something you want to plug?
I have an album coming out at the end of the year.
Yay!
It's called Undefeated. It's on a Special Thing Records. It's not out yet. I'll let you know. We're unclear. We're just getting the artwork, so I'm not positive when it's coming out, but you
okay.
can check my Twitter, which is just KaraKlenk. And I'll obviously be plugging it there. And then I have a show called If You Build It at UCB Sunset every Monday that once in a while you can catch Nicole Byer on it.
It's at 10:30?
8:30.
Is it at 10:30 in New York?
No, it's at 7:30 in New York.
I wonder.
But you know what? 7:30. No, I was going to say 10:30 in New York is 7:30 in LA, but that's still
that's,
wrong.
Yeah, that's wrong. Thank you for trying to help me. That's the mark of a true friend. I'm just wrong. But If You Build It is at UCB Sunset, 8:30 on Mondays, every
yes.
Monday.
Yeah.
It's a great show. Kara gets great people on it. Also, Kara's a real delight. So if you get a chance to see her in person, you bitches are lucky.
Thank you, Nicole.
And if you like, you're welcome. If you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, please like it, rate it, subscribe it on iTunes. I don't, wherever you,
wherever you get
fucking
your
this up. But yeah, like it, give it 5 stars. If you write a review, I will read it aloud. A nasty review. I guess I need to clarify that it has to be nasty. So I got this. This was a DM on Instagram. It wasn't a review, but I'm going to read it anyway. It says, I want to jizz so much in your butthole that it inflates like a pool floaty. We can eat mountains of sourdough jacks. I don't know what those are. Naked in your pool while I bang your puss with Otter Pops, which I think is food and would probably just give me a yeast infection. And chilled boozy snacks. We can end our afternoon pool party by licking Jack Daniels off your tiny tits.
Now, caller, why didn't you have the brains to put that on iTunes? That belongs on iTunes where the world can see it.
I think you listen to the podcast because I ask for these insane things. please put it on iTunes so the rest of the world can see it and not just in a DM. But also, thank you so much for using factual information about me in that, because I do have tiny tits.
I think your tits are regular size.
They're a B cup. They're very small. I once had a bra fitting where the lady tried to give me a double D. I said, ma'am, I am not a double D. Then she was like, a triple D. And I said, bitch, no. Let's go down to a B or an A. I actually might be an A.
No, I'm looking at your boobs right now.
But then, well, yeah, but cups and like band size. So like I'm a 44. And a triple D or a double D is huge. So I'm a 44B or a 42B or a 42C, whatever the make and model of the bra, depends on how it fits me. And the lady goes, let me see your boobies. And I showed them to her and she went, ah, wide back, tiny boobies. And she said this at more than full volume, that the two people in either fitting room next to me started laughing at me, and I was like, this is a living nightmare. This is the full definition of a living nightmare.
I was about to say wide back tiny boobies would make a good album title. But I don't want to bring up a nightmare in your life.
If I ever talk about it in stage and it's in a special, that is a good name for it, and I'm going to write it down.
But just the way you say it, wide back,
tiny boobies. And she had, I wish I could do her face. It was like the Grinch. You know how the smile creeps up?
Oh, yes.
Her smile crept up as she said that. And I felt the joy radiating from her body as she told this woman in the most vulnerable. I was naked.
Yeah.
And this woman staring at my breasts as she told me I had a wide back and tiny, tiny boobies.
Oh, my God.
That will stay with me forever. Kara, thank you so much for being here. What a treat, what a
thank
treat.
Thank you, Nicole.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Do you ever wonder how celebrities order food? Like, is Sarah Paulson a Diet Coke or a regular Coke girlie?
Some peasant Coke? No.
Or how does Sofia Vergara order a pizza?
No, no tomatoes. I cannot eat tomatoes.
Yes. Are you killed mushrooms?
Not really.
Okay. If these are the details you need, and I know you do, I have the podcast for you. I'm Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and on my podcast, Dinner's on Me, I take some notable friends of mine out to dinners in Los Angeles and New York City. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
That thing was delicious.